You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with, I will not be choked.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So the devil can disconnect you from the word. Through offense, through circumstances, through the cares of life. Jeremiah 15 and 16. It says, talking about man living by the word. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy words were found, and I did what? I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. It didn't say what it was going through. It said your word kept me rejoicing. Your word kept joy in my heart, despite all the stuff and crap that was happening in life. I ate the word. I heard your word and I ate it. I put it in my, watch this, through my ears, down into my heart, lived out through my life. Through my ears, down in my heart, lived out through my life. Through my ears, down in my heart, lived out through my life. That's when the word is working. It ain't working just because you hear it. It's not working just because you get it down in you. It works when it's manifested through your life. Ezekiel 3 and 3. He said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat. He's talking about the word of God. Ezekiel 3 and 3. He said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this word, with this roll that I give you. God's talking to Ezekiel about his word. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. In John, the 8th chapter, when they got mad and started walking away, and many left them, Jesus said, you got to eat my body, drink my blood. They said, we ain't into cannibalism. You talking crazy. He said, I ain't talking to you about my natural flesh and blood. He said, the words that I speak to you, spirit and life, the words. Let me go back to what I was saying earlier. See, y'all understand, I started off preaching where all the preachers preach for a 10. Y'all seen the you know, the gymnastics and preach good at 10. Somebody has 9. I'm saying he ain't do nothing today, that's a 6. Okay. It wasn't official, but everybody know you're trying to hit it out the park. Especially to me, one of the privileges, one of the joys of my life is being a founding pastor, is that I don't have to have anybody invite me to preach anywhere. It's the joy of my life that I don't have to preach, that somebody's going to call me to be on TBN or come to some conference or whatever. And then the fact that I'm well taken care of too, that's all the more bonus. But I used to, preach, you got to preach and tune up and make them run and all that. And see, on any given day, I don't know what I'm going to do. There are days, most of the time I bring changes because I might sweat. And I'm like, this ain't going to be no sweating message today. I'm just going to take my time and just give a little word here, the word of exaltation. And before I know it, I'm wet from my head to my toe. Okay. But I didn't bring a chain. Because I don't know. You understand? So I'm not a performing preacher. That's what I'm saying. I can't be scripted. You watch me on television and you like teaching, don't invite me. I might preach. If you're watching me and you see preaching, don't invite me just because based upon that preaching, I very likely ain't going to do. I've been to churches, and they say, man, we didn't know you did all that. I didn't either. Wasn't planning on doing that. You understand? So, because what I want to give you is the word, not a feeling. I want you to leave me here and tell me, I got that feeling. Hey, baby, I got, no, this ain't about no feeling. Because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. And I don't care what you feel like. The word got to abide forever. You can't be nice to people when you feel like being nice. Come on now. You got to be nice to people because the Bible says walk in love. You don't forgive because you feel like forgiving them. You forgive because Jesus said we got to forgive. Are y'all listening to me? Stop living your life based upon feelings. That is a sign of an immature Christian. The word has not taken root yet. To choke is to have severe difficulty in breathing because of a constricted or obstructed throat or lack of air. When Satan, the devil, Slewfoot, I don't know where that one came from. Used to hear that Slewfoot. I just picked the devil walking like this. Old Slewfoot. Old Slewfoot. I don't know where that came from. Slewfoot. The devil, the enemy, the deceiver of the brethren, is some titles that the Bible used for. He wants to constrict and obstruct the word from producing in your life. When something is to choke is to fill a passage or space, especially so as to make movement difficult or impossible. To choke is to clog up, to stop, to block, and to obstruct. And the devil wants to fill your life with so much stuff to clog it up, to stop up, to block, and to obstruct the word from getting into those areas of your life. You got to be real careful here, y'all. Because we say stuff like, this ain't got nothing to do with the word, right? I don't want to hear no scripture. No. Everything got something to do with the word. Your marriage got something to do with the word. Your mood got something to do with the word. Your attitude got something to do with the word. Whether or not you smile, that got something to do with the word. Everything got something to do with the word. Everything got something to do with the word. The job you take got something to do with the word. Whether or not you pay your bills, that got something to do with the word. For the Christian, everything in our life got something to do with the word. So be careful to say the stuff like, it ain't got nothing to do with the word. Now, what I do know is sometimes y'all know the word. Ain't no sense in me saying anything at this point. Because see, for people who know the word, what they're really telling you is, I don't want to hear that right now. What they're really saying, don't remind me of what the word says. Because I want to feel what I'm feeling. I want to do what I'm doing. And I understand that. Because see, here's the deal. I was preaching one time. I just said about the Spirit of God. I hadn't thought about that. But I said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So somebody going through right now, they're going through the night. And we say, well, this weeping do it for night, but joy coming in the morning. They understand that, but it's night right now. You understand? Joy comes, I know joy comes in the morning. I know the scripture just like you do. But it also says weeping and do it for the night. I'm in the night right now. And what I've discovered, there's sometimes I'll leave folks alone because I just know they're going through their night. They already know joy coming in the morning, but watch it. How quick it comes, it depends on how fast you grab it. I have made up my mind for people who know the word, I ain't running after you. You've been around long enough, you know enough, you're going to let it work or let it not work. If you're a brand new Christian, I got to run after you. I got to run after these babes. Some of y'all, you too far gone. You've been in this too long to be choked like that. Make up your mind to get the devil off your neck. You've got what it takes. That's why the Bible says, shake yourself loose. You've got enough work. Get off of me, devil.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you got enough. You got what it takes. Long as you've been here, long as you've been under this word, shake yourself. Get those notes back out. He wants to constrict and construct the word in your life. Jesus mentioned, I'll get to one of them today. Three chokers. He says, the chokers are the cares of life, the deceitfulness of riches, Mark 4:19. The cares of life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. It enters in and it chokes the word. All his words you know, all the words you quoted, all the words you've been teaching, all the words you've been living under, these other things come in and it chokes the word. Now you need to understand, it doesn't make the word stop working. It makes it stop working in your life. let me make that plain. The word of God is going to work and it's working for somebody. Oh, come on now. Oh, y'all ain't going to like this. It's working for somebody who's going through what you're stuck in right now. It's going through somebody who's in a worse situation than you. It is working for them. You got to make up your mind. You're going to let it work for you and get that devil off your neck and say, I will not be choked. There's power in the word. Let the power flow. There's joy in the word. Let the joy flow. There's peace in the word. Receive the peace of God. There's strength in the word. Be strengthened through the word. First thing he mentions, the cares of this world. The cares of this world, y'all, are mental weights. Mental weights. Stuff you worried about. Can't remember who it was, somebody years ago, and I adopted the phrase. They said, I refuse to give that much brain space. Okay? We may not say it like that, but we say stuff like, I ain't studying that. I am not going to give that any attention. What do? You make up your mind, I'm not going to let that thing weigh me down. There are times people try to bring stuff to Pastor Marsh and I, and they even between services and all that, and we say, no, we ain't going to talk about that right now. We're not going to give that much brain space. You know what? Because it'll choke the word that we're supposed to give you. Come on now. Get caught up in this that we don't flow with that. Hebrews 12:1, it says, seeing, brethren, wherefore we are so compassed about, we're surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. The cloud of witnesses he's talking about is all those people, the patriarchs and the matriarchs of faith, who included in Hebrews 11th chapter. He's seen with, surrounded by all of them, so great a cloud of witnesses, what he called, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily what? Beset us, watch it, throw us off course, cause us to stumble, which so easily, watch this, chokes us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before. How many of y'all know a runner cannot run if he's choking? See, the thing about choking, when somebody's choking, everything else stops. Come on now, you ever been eating with somebody or around somebody and you first hear them go, and then they, you know, you have, but then all of a sudden they, everybody stop. Because choking is going to stop then. Now it stops everything and everybody around you if you got any concern for people. Oh, come on now. See, when you start choking, the devil wants, no, he didn't just try to choke you. He's trying to choke all of us. He'll try to distract all of us, get all of us off track so we can focus just on you. And some of y'all get mad because we don't do it, and we can't do it. We can't do it when you got the power to whether or not you're going to be choked. I can even try to give you, I can try to give you what they call it, the Hamlet. What's it called? Hamlet. I'm glad you told me that. I might have called that a wrong thing. If you say, get off me, don't put your hand on me. That's how some of y'all, when you choke someone, try, can't get your hand on me. Choke them. Trying to give you what's going to help you. Trying to unclog the passageways. so the word can flow. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, trip us up. Weights slow you down. Weights get you off track. Weights keep you from staying on track. Sometimes weights are people. Lot was a weight to Abraham. Sometimes weights are people. Sometimes weights are places. But most often weights, y'all, are thoughts in our mind. It's a lie lodged in a place that truth ought to be. Weights. It slows you down and gets you off track. And the first thing that chokes you is the cares of this world. Philippians 4:6 tells us about these cares. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, don't you let those cares choke you. In every care, in every thought, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I got to pray, I got to ask God, and I got to thank him that he's bringing me through this thing. Oh, God, I'm worried about my kids, but I got to pray. I got to believe God, and I got to thank him that my children are saved, that my children are delivered. I told y'all, I'm so glad. I pray for all you got raising teenagers. Lord, geez, some of y'all don't know. That's got to be the hardest thing in life, raising teenagers. And then get a bunch of them at one time. Get 3 and 4 of them at a time. And God bless y'all even more when you got all girls. The Lord knew how much I could bear. On Saturday night, you think they ain't going nowhere. It's 16, 17, you got a car. I said, oh, man, it's 10 o'clock. They ain't going nowhere. 10 o'clock, they just going to stay home and be here with mom and daddy tonight. Oh, so 10 o'clock, I see y'all. See you. At where you going at 10? Okay? Now, they got a curfew like 12. You're like, you might as well stay home now. No, I'm just going over here. I'm just going to my house. And you know you want to, you ain't going nowhere, but you know you can't fight everybody. And I said, then I said, sit up there worrying, Lord, I'm doing free services too, you know. Wait till they come in here. When that Lord said to me, whatever they deal with tomorrow, go to sleep. What did they say, go to sleep? You can't go to sleep if you're careful. Full of care is what that means. Don't be full of care, overwhelmed with worry for nothing about anything, but in everything, by prayer, by supplication. When they give it, when I pray, I got to give them thanks. Because giving thanks, it shows that you believe that it was done. When you come to Bible study, like I started teaching on the other day, or Wednesday, is that we know if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. And so because I know, like Jesus standing at the grave of Lazarus in John 11, thou heareth me always because you heard me and you love me and you care about me. God, I thank you that what I ask you to do, it's already done in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to sleep. Now the Bible says he neither sleeps nor slumbers. He ain't in the book of stand up. You can't do nothing anyway. He said, if we learn to do this, verse 7 of Philippians 4:7, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, you'll keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Come on, y'all. Now, does the word say that? So if your heart is still troubled, is the word not working? Y'all gonna be mad at me now. Or you not working the word? Oh, come on now. Is the word not working? Or you not working the word? God's word says that we believe that saved us and we stood on to get saved and get living and get our financial needs. God's word says, if I would learn not to be worried about it, and if I learn to cast my care on him through prayer and supplication, I start giving God thanks for, there's supposed to be a peace that overcomes me. The circumstances have not changed, but I got peace. Ha! Oh, well, I got peace in the midst of this storm. I got peace that it is well. The peace of God. Watch it. That passes all understanding. I think the Amplified says human understanding and human reasoning. For believers, we're supposed to have a supernatural peace no matter what we're going through that makes the people who don't know the word, who don't know the word of God, who don't know Jesus, scratch their head. And see, some of y'all, you act just like them, so they never see this supernatural peace. They depress, you depress. They mad, you mad. They cussing, you cuss. But if I work this word, I'm supposed to have a supernatural peace. Oh, Jesus. No, the Lord said to me, they're supposed to look at you and say, they act like they don't even care. You catch that? Yeah. The world's supposed to, they're supposed to look and say, they act like they don't care. I don't care because I'm not careful. I'm not full of care. So they think I don't care. No, I've learned. No, what showed I cared was that I prayed about it. What showed I cared is that I confessed that as well. What showed I cared is that I praised God through it. That's what shows I care. Which means concern, but I'm not going to be weighed down by worry and by grief and by sorrow and by anxiety. I'm not going to let the cares of this life choke me. Now, some of you husbands and wives, when you see the devil choking your spouse, you got to help them. How are you going to be right there? I start thinking about Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira, they said, we're going to lie. We're going to lie to the man of God, tell him this will be sold. Sapphira just said, now, come on. Now, you know we ain't supposed to do that. And that's why Peter says, this is in Acts 5, how is it that y'all agreed? Both y'all agreed to let the word choke you. I mean, both y'all agreed to let the word be choked. You know what's right. When I lost my job and the devil tried to choke me and I fell into that depression, Marcia didn't let that go on. She could have just said, well, you ain't going. You just going to lay here in the bed? She said, no. She pulled up. Get up. You got to get up out of here. Open up all the windows. Come on, get up. You got something there. Yeah. We know too much to get choked in this situation. Yeah. I know I'm challenging y'all today. Don't sit there and let your spouse be choked. Shake them. Come on. You heard the same word I did. You know the same scriptures I do. Come on. We're gonna war through this thing. Jesus' disciples, that's about done, were often trying to get him to be careful, the cares of life, to be full of care and worry about everything they was worried about. Jesus went, Lazarus sent for it. Jesus, it's all right. Yeah, he's sleeping. Jesus, everybody see you. You still got a bunch of lines there. Everybody wants to lay hands on. Let's go on to the next city. I can pray for those people over there too. Jesus describes the Pharisees. They offended. He says, all right. Nobody can come to me except the Father draw. Jesus refused to get upset and full of care and anxiety stricken about everything they were upset, full of care, and anxiety stricken about.
Circumstances can come to rob you of your peace and choke the word that you already know. Do not let these distractions frustrate the plans God has for you. It is time to make up your mind that you will not be choked. Order today for your love gift of $15 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for I Will Not Be Choked. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.